Knows when you'll read this. Our dog Riley lays beneath the swing, keeping a watchful eye on everything. It is, as I now call them, a beautiful September 11th morning. No clouds, only sun, just like that day. I've wanted to do this for a year now, but it was too hard. I feel a bit stronger now, a lot older, less tolerant of garbage. Part of me is ecstatic that you are too young to understand what happened to your dad. The other part is angry that you never got the chance to know this beautiful, beautiful man who loved you more than his own life. How horribly unfair this world is. We were all robbed. Your dad was only 32 years old. He never had a chance to survive those horrible people who did this. Shari had stopped writing there. The story you're reading is not just about September 11th. We all know what happened on September 11th. This story is about September 12th and every day after. It's about finding happiness in the most unlikely places. Sometimes grief leads to love, sadness begets joy, and death makes a family grow larger. The worst days carry us towards some of the best. As much as we'd like to extricate one emotion from the rest, that is impossible. This is a story about loss and comfort, about pain and beauty. It's about the steps we take because we want to, and the steps we take because we have no choice. A lot of families have a story like that. This is ours. Chapter 2. 2 months before he died, Joe Mayo moved into a new house. He was 32 years old, professionally successful, and personally happy, which didn't surprise anybody who knew him. Joe had a gift. He'd had it for so long that he could not remember a time when he didn't have it. The gift was this. He was the rare human being who, from the moment he was born, was completely comfortable in his skin. It was a gift he could wrap up and hand to others without ever losing it himself. Joe did not care for the social lines that the rest of us draw. Even in his teenage years, when most of us are angst-ridden and unsure of ourselves, he easily mixed friends and family, or popular kids, with unpopular ones. He seemed determined to help people overcome the insecurities that he did not have. The gift gave him a quiet confidence that did not spill into arrogance. Joe expected to do well, but not to be handed anything. He did not start fights, but he occasionally ended them. He sometimes drank alcohol socially, but never did it to forget who he was. He liked to kid his friends just enough to let them know he liked them, but not so much that it hurt their feelings, and he was wise enough to know the difference. And his gift meant that he could laugh at himself. Before he moved into his new house, Joe had been living on the Upper West Side of Manhattan with his wife Shari and their one-year-old son Devin. They liked it there in the city, but Joe and Shari had sensed it was time to get out, in the way that new parents sometimes get a feeling in their guts that they need a change for the sake of their child. Shari saw a 10-year-old kid jaywalking on a busy Manhattan street, and she imagined Devin doing that in a few years. She heard city moms talk about fierce competition to get into the best grade schools, and she winced. She didn't want that. The Mayos decided to move to the safety and comfort of the suburbs. They just had to pick a suburb. Joe had grown up in New Jersey, and he wanted to go back. It made sense. His employer, a financial services firm called Cantor Fitzgerald, was planning to move his group out of the highest floors of the North Tower of the World Trade Center to Rumson, New Jersey in 2 years. But Shari wanted to move closer to where she grew up on Long Island. This made sense, too. She listed all the reasons for Joe. He would be working most of the time anyway. She was a new mother who didn't have any friends in New Jersey. Her family was on Long Island. They could always move to New Jersey if Cantor Fitzgerald followed through on its plans. Joe thought about it and agreed to move to Long Island. Now they just needed to find a house. They considered building one. New construction would have fit Joe's personality. He liked everything in his life to be clean and just right, from his hair to his clothes to his bedroom. Joe imagined a house with no highway noise, perfectly designed to suit their family. But building a house would take 2 years, and the Mayos didn't want to wait that long. They found the next best thing, a house that had just been built. Joe liked that it was new. The floors were unblemished.